Welcome to the ultimate episode of the Atomic Powered Supercast with your hosts, Andrew, David, and Jen. This week, we read the Larfleeze Christmas Special, and now the cast begins.
A very special episode.
Okay, yes, okay.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, welcome to another very special episode of the Atomic Powered Supercast. My name is Andy, and I'm hanging out with David.
Hey, and we're actually in the room together.
I know, this is weird. And Jen.
Hello.
And this week, we're doing a Christmas special. We're reading Larfleeze Christmas Special from 2010, written by Jeff Johns with art by Brett Booth. And I have to say, this is both more fun and way more sad than I thought it was going to be. But from the cover is magnificent. The one with him with, like, an AK-47 in one hand and, like, a woman's purse in the other that he just fucking stole because he's greedy.
I think he's got a bottle of champagne. And and Glomulus is rocking out on a guitar.
That's fucking fantastic.
And there seems to be some, like, rockets behind him. And I think the girl from The Grinch, Cindy Lou Who. Look right there.
Oh my God.
Holy shit, it is. So yeah, you can tell from the cover what kind of comic this is. This is the least serious thing you can possibly read.
Well, I mean, it's totally serious. It's about greed.
It's about appreciating your family on the holidays.
Right.
In the most painful way that only DC can bring you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could have been about Batman.
I know. Oh, what if they'd done all the orphans? Like, have a Christmas special with just, like, Batman, John Jones, half of the Bat family, I guess. Tim Drake. No, yeah. No. I'm thinking Dick Grayson.
No, Tim
Drake. No, Tim now too, yeah. Captain Boomerang.
Yeah, they could...
There's some Cassandra, a lot of orphans.
Yeah, I mean, they could just have, like, a... Somebody should do that and make an Elseworlds comic where all the characters, like, don't have superpowers, but they all end up in the same orphanage together.
Oh, that could be a Thanksgiving special. Because it's like Christmas, but not as good.
I love Thanksgiving.
I do too, but so I don't get gifts
ever,
on Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, but
I mean,
you get to, I mean,
I like getting gifts. I like giving gifts.
Who doesn't like getting gifts?
I have something for you over here for later. Other than what we just opened, don't worry. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah. This is confusing because people on the podcast.
Yeah, no, they don't. It's fine.
Don't know what the
whatever.
Fuck we're talking about.
Okay, so they never know what the fuck we're talking about.
I know. That's true.
So, Jen, what did you think of this comic?
This was the saddest comic I've ever read.
I know.
Even sadder than we three.
Okay, you know.
Second saddest.
Second saddest, because we three had a dog.
Dude, but this sets you up for it harder than we three does. Because it's when you're reading, and you're like, this is fun. But then they bring it, they kick up the nonsensical the notch when they, like, have, like, the Larfleeze cookie recipe.
And the maze.
And the maze, and the cutout ornament. You're like, oh, this is all just total bullshit. I don't have to be invested in this even a little bit. And then you get to that page.
By that page, you mean where Larfleeze is,
he's at the bottom of his list.
He's taking Hal Jordan's advice and, studying his list carefully.
And evaluating what he really needs from life, and he's sitting there staring at my family.
I did not see that coming. You know what I thought he was going to be staring at? The hovercraft. He really wanted that hovercraft.
That would have been perfect. I look, because I had the same reaction Hal did. When he had a list, I was like, why do you have a list of things that you want? You have a power ring. And then the only thing that can explain it is that it's Larfleeze, that he wants it in spite of the fact that he has a power ring.
Right, he wants everything.
Yeah, even though he has the power ring,
right.
Which can give him anything.
Well, a construct. Well, his is, like, a little bit different, because people he kills turn into constructs.
So we have to, like, blow up stuff in order to...
No, I don't think
so
he has to do it that.
Would he have to get a hovercraft and then blow it up with his ring, and then he could make a hovercraft?
No, he can, like, make a hovercraft.
Okay.
I mean, but the thing is, like... Say he makes a hovercraft construct. Is it going to, like, stick around forever?
Well, and that uses up some power from his ring, and that's he has to give something up to get it.
Yeah, that's
but
the
I mean,
issue.
But it's,
he doesn't
it's like
want
a
to
lateral
play.
Move, right?
Yeah, he doesn't want to give anything up.
I mean, why make a trade when you can get gifts for free?
I love how he thinks about getting gifts in this comic, too. Like, I did all of the Christmas rituals.
Well, he's an alien.
I like the offering to Santa. Like,
yeah. What did he call it? He called it the Christmas barter. Like it was
yes.
a certain, like a Celtic handed down through time, the Christmas barter. Cookies and milk for everything in existence.
Well, I mean, he doesn't know that the, you know, that's not the rules.
Yeah. So, wait, correct me if I'm wrong, but does this, like, turn into an allegory, like, Larfleeze is an allegory for children during Christmas time? When Hal, like Hal is the disapproving father coming in saying, you know, son, what's really important on Christmas is family and giving gifts.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
I mean...
Well, no, because I know so many kids who are exactly like that. Not kidding, I was like that, too. I was like, what the fuck's Christmas? I just want my gifts.
But yeah, I mean, I think all kids are like that, because most of us aren't going to, like, church and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind really of like spin on the Grinch, right? Like, you know, yeah, instead I mean, of hating other people's merriment, he wants... It's just the idea of, like, liking Christmas for all the quote-unquote wrong reasons.
AKA all the reasons we actually like Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and I was like, I like Christmas because I like shiny trees, and I like eating, and I like giving and receiving gifts. Like, that's it.
It is fun to give gifts.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It really is.
And I don't feel, like, compelled to necessarily give every single person I am tangentially connected to a gift. But, like, some people I see, like, I'll be shopping or something online, and I'll see something, and it just is like, that, I know somebody who'd really appreciate that, or that gift is, like, definitely for them, and then I'll go ahead and get it.
See, David, this is why you don't ever get gifts from me, is because when I see stuff that I think you would like, I think, oh, I like that too, and then I just buy it for myself.
Well, see, that's my problem, too. It's like, like, people say, like, my wife says, David, what do you want for Christmas? So I'm like, I don't know, because the thing is, like, I work hard, and I just, like, what kind of things do I want? Like, board games and miniatures and stuff, and I'll just buy it.
It's just more crap anyway. You don't really need it.
No. And so, I don't know. I don't, like, I like, sure, I like getting gifts, but there's not really anything, like, I need to get for Christmas, right? I don't know, that sounded really weird.
Well, no, and you know, it's. I think yeah. that is where Larfleeze's junkyard comes in. See how I bring it back? Like, that's a pile of stuff that he wants, but come on, do you really need any of that crap? Does Larfleeze need a fucking doll? Because isn't the first thing you do, like, hand out a doll? And then he has, like, boxes of medical supplies, I guess, that he takes to Africa. Because, of course, where else do you take medical supplies? Nobody else in the world needs medical supplies, just Africans.
Holy shit.
That's what the comic did, not me!
But you called it out.
Of course I called it out. That's what we do. We call shit out. If you want to hear us call more things out, go listen to the Spawn episode.
Oh my god.
Merry fucking Christmas.
That was downright Scrooge-ish. Don't give people Spawn episode for Christmas. Yeah.
Well, they could go listen to the, oh fuck, what was the other one we rated like a zero? I don't even remember. I blocked it out. It's not as bad as Spawn.
Yeah, Spawn has a special place in our hearts, just not during the holidays.
We should all get Todd McFarlane a present. I don't know.
Oh, we could do that. We could make a Christmas list for all the people that are traditionally despised by, like, comics fandom. So it would be him. Fuck, who's the artist?
Rob Liefeld?
Yeah, Captain America with boobs.
And tiny feet.
And tiny feet, yes.
And pouches.
Thor, Princess Tiny Feet. But you know what? I think I liked the second half of this comic more than the first, with Glomulus.
You mean the little comic strips in the back?
Yeah!
Yeah, those are pretty fun.
That was cute!
I don't think it's really the second half. It's, like, the last page or two. Like
the extras.
Yes, like the bonus last five material. Or six pages. It's substantial. I don't know. I really like that, because then you could... It honestly took me, like, two or three planets to figure out that he was getting a bunch of stocking stuffer stuff for Larfleeze.
My favorite part is when Sinestro's like, okay, just give him candy so he'll leave.
Yes.
And of course, like, Sinestro hates butterscotch.
Yeah. Why? Like, why does Entrosta just have a fruitcake?
I think he barfed it up.
Oh,
he did.
I thought, I didn't see it as related, but now that's magical. Atrocitus. Oh, I don't really have anything. I have a fruitcake.
I mean, I assume that's where he got the fruitcake.
What did he take from the Indigo Tribe?
The Indigo Girls album.
Is that what it was?
Yes, it says Indigo Girls.
Yes. That one, though, I was like, that's a stretch.
Oh, like, that is. But, I mean, they're like, what's the word for people who don't have possessions?
Like monks? Aesthetics?
They're aesthetics. They're like aesthetics. They don't
not
have
aesthetics. Aesthetics.
I don't know.
Aesthetics is
I have a fat tongue. Aesthetics is how I arrange my living room.
I thought that was feng shui.
No, this is not feng shui. Look at this crap. There's shit everywhere.
It's true.
I gotta clean the fuck up.
I'm judging you right now.
That's fine.
Okay.
I've done the same thing at your home. I understand.
But I have a toddler, so that's my excuse.
I mean, I kind of do.
I don't know what to say to that.
It's fine. She'll never listen to the show. What was your guys' favorite part of this?
The offering to Santa, and also the ornament. I am actually going to print out that ornament on cardstock, cut it out, and put it in my tree.
Do you have a nice printer?
Yes.
Okay, good, because I was going to say, I had actually already planned to print those out for you guys on my work printer, but you can do it your damn self. I'll just make one for David.
Okay.
I still, well, I have a stupid gift for you, Jen, that I've been trying to give you for like a month now.
I know, stupid. I'm so sorry, I've...
You know what, send me your address and one day I'll just drop it off on your front door.
Okay.
It'll be in golden wrappers, so if you get a package that's not in golden paper, don't bring it inside. That's from a stranger.
It's poison.
You will explode.
So yeah, I mean, I think I like the little battle between Larfleeze and Hal. It's very Christmas themed because
he shoots a Christmas tree at him, right?
Well, Hal uses a polar bear to grab Larfleeze.
Yeah,
and then Larfleeze destroys the bear with a Christmas tree construct, which Hal in turn destroys with like a leaf with like a wood chipper.
See, that's mean. That's not in the spirit of Christmas, and Hal should know better.
Well, it's not a real tree.
He's gonna get attacked by it, so.
Nah.
And then Larfleeze made the Santa sleigh and reindeer construct. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Dude, I saw that, and the first thing I thought was, I want a Heroclix of that. I want a 2x2 base with his, like... Dude, those reindeer they had were brutal looking. They had, like, spiky collars. They were, like, frothing at the mouth with, like, fiery eyes and crap. That was great.
There was a little, you know, in addition to the morality tale about the true meaning of Christmas or whatever.
Yeah.
There's also a little nod at global warming.
Was there really? Oh, yeah!
Because
like, I will melt your ice caps!
And then, like, Hal says something like they're doing that well enough on their own.
I like that during his tour of the North Pole, he comes across the Fortress of Solitude. He's just like, nah, not interested.
Well, it's probably hard for him to get into.
That's true. Well, no, he can lift the key.
Can Hal lift the key?
Yeah. If he believes in himself.
I don't know if that's how... Does Larfleeze's ring, like, if he wants something bad enough, he can do it?
Probably.
I would think so.
If he wants to possess the Fortress of Solitude enough.
They all operate on the same principle.
Yeah. He just has to want it enough. I don't know. I think my favorite was... actually, the very beginning, when he's, like, at the Christmas tree, and the Christmas tree is so weighed down with ornaments of crap that it's, like, bending over in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, he gets a house, he builds a cabin in the middle of, like, bumfuck nowhere Minnesota, just so he can lure the promise of Santa.
That's where he wants to live.
I know, but it's just, like, if it was anybody else, it would be cute. But with him, it's just not.
Really? I thought it was cute.
Well, but that's the whole thing of, like, his motivation then. It's like a kid acting nice because he knows in 2 days he's going to get presents, and thinking that if he fucks it up he won't get presents. Like, you're not actually genuinely being nice. Like, you're being nice for the present.
But I mean,
kids ever really just nice on their own?
The thing is, we don't expect Larfleeze to be nice. We don't have higher standards for him, right? So it can be endearing when he acts like Larfleeze. I mean, at least to me, like, the greedier he is, the more funny or, like, endearing I find him, because that's his nature, and that's kind of, it's his whole gimmick, right?
I think that's true about this comic, but I find Larfleeze in other, like, not Christmas special issues to be kind of terrifying. Because, like, I don't know what he's supposed, like, here he's clearly a comic character, like a comedic character. Obviously he's a comic character. But in other comics, he's pretty terrifying. Because he, like, wants to possess people, and, you know, he kills people. He's pretty scary.
Well, he looks kind of scary. He's like a goat with, like, horns coming out of the side of his face.
Yeah, he's very strange looking. I mean, I don't know.
And later, what is he? He gets surrounded by kids, and what does he call them? Human spawn?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's not inaccurate.
He definitely has some cute moments, but I think they are entirely accidental.
Well, certainly in this comic, they're making a point to make him funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely far more family-friendly here, and this is a comic that you could hand to, like, a kid and be like, Larfleeze doesn't know the meaning of Christmas, but he'll learn, you know?
So, like, on this, as far as Christmas specials go, what do you guys think of this one?
You know, actually, I've only ever read, like, a couple of the DC Christmas specials, and I like this one because it's a fun little adventure. The other ones I've read are, like, the whole JLA family around a table, and then an emergency happens, and they go solve it, and then they get to enjoy time together, you know? Or, like, the JSA does it 1 year, and then the next year the JLA does it, and the year after that it's the Teen Titans. It's like, okay. But this is a nice little departure from that. That's actually its own kind of self-contained story.
Yeah. There's some... Marvel has some sad ones. Like, there's a Wolverine Christmas special, and I've also... I think somewhere in my long boxes I have, like, the Punisher Christmas special, too.
Just gonna say, I hope there's a Punisher
Christmas. I'm pretty sure there is. I don't remember what it's about, but it's probably very strange. But yeah, I mean...
Well, how do you guys feel about the idea of Christmas comics? Because I could take the devil's advocate argument and be like, okay, this kind of cheapens a character, it cheapens a genre.
I think it cheapens Christmas.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, the thing, I think it's fine. I mean, it's not any worse than the other kind of stuff.
Obama versus Muhammad Ali.
Was that a thing?
Yes. Really? Obama Spider-Man?
I have the Stephen Colbert Spider-Man cover. but no, like, I think it's fine. I mean, one could argue that it's like a money grab for the comic book industry. But the thing is, like, I hate it when people make that argument, because of course it is. They're in the business to make money, right? And you, as a person, don't have to buy the comic. You can not buy it if you can vote with your dollar, as they would say. But the thing is, people buy stuff like this. They buy event comics.
Yeah.
I mean, I just talked about how I have the Wolverine and, like, Punisher Christmas specials and stuff. Because, like you said, Andy, this is a nice little departure. And sometimes it's cool to have these stories that are, like, out of continuity, that don't really have anything to do with whatever the big event or super crossover war of whatever that's going on.
Yeah. I think it's valuable to have crap. I think it's actually valuable to have crap like this, because so often it feels like so many comics are trying to be hardcore,
mm-hmm.
or trying to, like, be like, oh, we're literature, even though we're about Kyle Rayner and killing girlfriends. Like, okay. But every once in a while you need to poke fun at yourself, and this is like, I don't know, it's not the... What's, like, a good feel-good book? Like... Everyone knows, like novels are literature, but this is, like, I don't know, chicken soup for the soul for comics.
Well, like, I mean, even read if this you and feel good about another, life. At another comic, something like Archie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, just like there is, you know, things like Law and Order on TV or some, like, drama there's also things like Seinfeld or whatever. There's yeah. there's both. And then there's Christmas specials for, like, every TV show, right?
Yeah, there is.
So it's fine. Like, I don't have any problem with this kind of thing.
Yeah, I kind of feel like pretty much everything people could argue cheapens Christmas. And maybe I just kind of have this viewpoint because Christmas is not actually a thing I really care about. So I guess, like, I take it a lot less seriously than many people do. But I thought this was all in good fun. You know, it has, like, a nice little moral behind it where I think a lot of the time when you try to insert a moral into a comic, it comes off as, like, kind of heavy-handed and a little preachy. But this was just kind of cute, you know? Yeah. Like,
yeah, well, and, like, what's good about this one, too, is, like, you kind of have a expectation of what you're getting into with this.
Yeah, right from the cover.
Yeah, and that's fine. So...
Yeah, by the way, I'm making those Larfleeze cookies this weekend if either one of you want them. I have people coming over. I got a couple friends who have kids coming over, and we're going to fucking make these cookies.
Nice.
And I will make a big-ass batch and bring you guys some.
Cool.
So, does anybody care that they don't make Hanukkah or Kwanzaa comics? Or like, I feel like that's a thing, but well, it's
here's,
not.
Here's the thing. So, here's the thing with Christmas. Like, here we are... 2,000 plus years after the whole reason Christmas became a thing, right?
Yeah.
But for most of us, it has nothing to do with... Well, not most of us, but many people. It's not a religious holiday. It's an American...
Yeah,
that's thing, mm-hmm. or like a
exactly.
Not even American, because there's... It's celebrated around the world, right?
Yeah, but the way we do it's pretty American.
But I remember...
It's a cultural event.
Yeah, it's a cultural event. I was in... One year, I was in Japan over Christmas. And, my mom's cousins, their kids, woke up and they opened Christmas presents, and then they went to school, because it's not a holiday, but it's still a thing that they do, right?
Yeah.
So, Christmas, you know, people always use it as, like, a... they in a negative connotation, they say, like, the commercialization, or it's a Hallmark holiday. And you know what? It is.
And that's hella American.
And the thing is, you know... Is that a bad thing? Maybe on certain levels it is, but in other ways it's not. And I think, you know, other holidays like Hanukkah don't have that same, like...
commercialization yeah. going on with it.
Yeah. And so that's why we don't see, like, very special...
like, very special Festivus issue?
Yeah, I mean... There's Jewish superheroes out there, but, like, would you want to read, like, a Huntress Christmas special where she goes to Mass? She's super Catholic, right?
That'd be kind of neat.
That'd be interesting, but that would not appeal to the same audience that the Larfleeze Christmas special would.
Larfleeze is a genius pick. I don't think I could have picked somebody better to be in a Christmas special.
Well, so
special.
Here's the thing, like, my wife's Jewish, right? So we, tonight's the first night of Hanukkah, and we lit the candles and everything, and my son goes to a Jewish preschool, and all that stuff. But he's also going to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, you guys are going to have a tree and everything, probably.
But yeah, we have a tree, because me, as a kid, we celebrated Christmas. But I've never been to church or anything like that. I spend more time at a synagogue than any other religious building. And somebody I know who's Jewish... who does not celebrate Christmas, she said, aren't you worried you're going to confuse your son, your kids, if you celebrate both? And I said, no, I'm not worried, because...
Because Christmas isn't Christian. Not yeah. anymore.
At least not for us.
Yeah, well, like, my niece and nephew are being raised more or less Hindu, and they have a Christmas tree, because they're like, they go to school, and they hear that their friends are getting presents, and they come home, and they're like, so we're going to get a tree? Because I want presents under it.
Well, yeah, see, like, the thing is, my son knows all this stuff about Hanukkah and Judaism and things like that, but he also wanted to have a Christmas tree. He sees the other houses in our neighborhood have lights up.
Lights look cool.
He wants to
kid.
Participate in that yeah. fun-looking thing, and that's fine. I'm not gonna... You know, he'll know what the real reasoning behind Christmas is at yeah. some point, but we're not gonna go to church or anything.
And figure it out.
And that's fine. Like, and I'm not trying to disparage other people's religious beliefs, but Christmas has just become this thing that is, it means many different things to many, to different people, you know?
And one day you can teach him about the Christian Christmas by giving him the Huntress Holiday Special.
Yes. I'm gonna get a...
Huntress is a good pick.
Well, she's like the first Catholic...
Well, yeah, because, well, I mean, her whole freaking symbol is a cross, which is ironic, because the cross is what shows her, what was that, inner boob? Inside boob? I mean, it's side boob, but it's
cleavage?
On the inside.
It's cleavage.
No, but it goes all the way up. That's not just, it goes all the way up and down. That's not just cleavage.
It's still cleavage. Well, it's just a lot of cleavage.
It also has under boob.
No, I think under boob is just the bottom of the boob. You don't see any side boob.
She has side boob and under boob.
It's better cleavage.
She doesn't really have cleavage. Does she really have side
boob? Ken and I are on the same wavelength here.
I don't have to look at Huntress's costume.
Better cleavage.
So, I kind of feel with the whole, you know, do we have, like, you know, the Hanukkah special, or, you know, should it be a Christmas thing? You're always, always going to have two camps on that. You know, there's going to be the people who are saying, why aren't we represented? And there are going to be the people saying, you're commercializing our religious holiday and that's not okay. And I don't know, like, personally, I don't care. I can see why either side might be upset. But, I mean, it is also the obligation of a company to make money, and if they want to do that by selling a comic book with a Christmas story in it, and people buy it and enjoy it, like,
then who the fuck cares?
Yeah, like, someone. I think that people have read this Larfleeze Christmas special and enjoyed it, and maybe it made their holiday a little nicer to read it. So I think that's a good thing. I don't know. But there's always going to be someone offended when it comes to this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a total catch-22, because even if theoretically you do manage to get every single religion into the comic, you know who you pissed off? All of the atheists.
Yeah.
There's just purely no way you can satisfy anyone. So, okay, yeah. Last question before we talk about the art. Who would you pick to do a Christmas special on?
Like, which character would I pick?
Yeah, which character or team special? Or whatever. Can't choose anybody we've already talked about.
So no Huntress.
No Huntress.
Does it have to be Christmas?
Well, it's a very holiday special.
Because I want to...
It could be like a Kwanzaa or... I don't know. What do Muslims celebrate? I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know.
I don't think they have like a... They have... I don't think they have what... I think... Necessarily a December holiday.
Okay.
Ramadan's the biggest, like, thing of the year, right? But it's not always
at the same time of the year, right?
I mean, yeah.
It's on a different calendar.
Well, we could... Oh! Yeah, oh! Is there a Jehovah's Witness superhero?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
I would love to get a, like, have the cover be, like, playing up Christmas holiday special for everyone, and have a Jehovah's Witness character, and then the comic is just their everyday life. Because Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate holidays. So it would just be, like, every other day inside the comic, but the cover would be, like, so fantastical.
That would be...
I'll have to look that up. Oh, I don't know if there is one. That's a cop-out answer, because
people would be so upset. It would be amazing.
No, it'd be great. It's educational.
So I want to see the JLA celebrate Festivus and set up the aluminum pole and have the airing of the grievances and then wrestle the head of the household.
So it's everybody fights Batman?
Feats of strength.
I want to see the feats of strength. And, I mean, I want to see everyone have to wrestle Batman.
That would be a great, like... You need to holler. You need to hire Walt Simonson for that and have him do a knockout fight. Oh, what about like a Dark Side Christmas? He did a good Dark Side too.
I guess that would be okay.
Well, there's a large league Christmas.
Oh, you could do a Kitty Pryde Hanukkah issue. She's Jewish.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Really?
Yeah, she's Jewish.
That'd be fun.
Kitty Pryde-ica. I'm going to cut that out.
Oh! Magneto's Jewish?
Oh, yeah! Fuck! Yes! Yeah!
I feel like... I don't know. I feel like people would be really upset. Right?
Like, well... No, okay, they would never do that. You'd have to be way too tactful, because you know it would be Holocaust-y.
Oh, God.
You have to be so... No, that'd be too fucking depressing. There's no way he has a happy Hanukkah.
Okay, I think any way you try to do a Magneto Hanukkah special, it's going to come off as really offensive. Like, you're not going to find a way around that. I think it would be a terribly unfortunate thing in the hands of most creators.
Oh, God, who would I pick, though?
Oh, my gosh, there is, like, a Kitty Pryde...
It already exists?
Christmas... it's Uncanny...
Wait, is there a Kitty Pryde Christmas special? Because that's...
It's Uncanny X-Men 143, and it's called Guess What Just Came Down the Chimney? And it's like, so he says, while this takes place during Christmas season, it's actually Hanukkah. That's appropriate since Kitty Pryde, the issue's central character, is Jewish. She's alone at Xavier's mansion as everyone else is gone for either a date or some social event. And then she gets attacked by a demon, apparently.
Huh. Okay.
Like on the cover, there's Kitty Pryde in her black and yellow, you know, X-Men costume and... There's a Christmas tree in the background and a demon attacking her. So I don't know if it's necessarily like a Hanukkah issue, but it kind of is.
Yeah, when people talk about like obscuring the holiday message, I think that would be it.
Oh, what about like having Odin? Like an Odin holiday special? Because...
What do Vikings celebrate? Do they celebrate Christmas? Maybe Odin could dress up as Santa.
Yes! And as Guardian Christmas. As Guardian...
Or Volstagg could be Santa.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, it'll be a Warriors 3 Christmas special.
Warriors 3, Christmas free.
Yeah, see, Volstagg will dress up as Santa. They'll dress up Thor's goats as reindeer. That's right. And then they'll get Fandral, Hogan, and Thor to be Santa's elves.
Yes.
This is genius. We need to send this idea to Marvel tomorrow.
Warriors 3 Christmas special.
Yes.
And Sif could be Mrs. Claus or something. I don't know. Or maybe just get Volstagg's wife.
Yeah. He always talks about her. She'd love to do it, too. She's a real family woman.
Yeah, and I mean, Volstagg... He'd be, like, in charge of the Christmas feast. I mean, he's jolly already, so he's, like, the perfect...
Yeah. Yeah, he's already basically Santa.
And Loki can be the Grinch.
Oh my god, he's already green, too!
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This is writing itself.
I know. We should get Walt Simonson to do it.
Yeah, I'll send him a tweet. Because, you know, we're close like that.
Well, you're cool with Jimmy Palmiotti. Maybe he'll do it.
Yeah, maybe you can forward it on. I wonder if they know each other. I mean, everybody in the business knows each other, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on, really. So you guys want to talk about the art?
Sure.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of details in the corners really make this thing.
Larfleeze looks like Larfleeze, so...
That's good, good.
Anyway. I don't know, I feel like we're being rude to Brett Booth by not really talking about the art, but...
But it's just, it's good. It's really good art.
I mean, you did a great job.
Like, the reason I picked my favorite scene being the Christmas tree is because there's so much detail on that page. Like, I just sat there looking at it for, like, 2 minutes. Which doesn't sound like very long, but, you know, in the course of reading a comic, 2 minutes
is pretty long. You know what's funny? You know, people always say everything and the kitchen sink. There's a kitchen sink on this tree. There's Wonderful. Also a bowling ball and looks like a toilet seat.
And some legs, right? Like,
oh, it looks
arms?
Like a dismembered mannequin.
Yeah.
Bowling. Oh, I said bowling ball already. There's a hammer.
Is it Mjolnir?
No, this is...
Just a hammer?
It's a legally distinct Viking hammer.
Ah.
No, it's like a regular...
That's not what I was asking, if it was a legally distinct.
It's legally distinct, yeah.
All right, well, I don't know what else to talk about. We're pretty much done talking, but I'm gonna move us on to the next segment, because, you know, it's Christmas in California, it's a beautiful day, the sun is shining here, and...
Self-destruct sequence activated.
Oh, shit.
All hail doom.
David, why are you going red?
Four.
No.
Three.
Oh, shit, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Two.
Oh, God. Run. Oh, God. How did I slip? How did I survive? Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. I gotta go. Where the fuck?
Oh, God. Hey, Andy survived. I guess I'm gonna have to finish him off myself.
Dark side is...
Oh, fuck. I am getting out of here.
We are the Borg. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile.
No!
Well, it took us 200 episodes, but we finally got him. I'm surprised. I thought my Doombot would take out more than just David.
Yeah, well, you know, good old Omega Beams. They haven't failed me yet.
No, no.
So, Nick, I mean, we got a couple of minutes here. What do you want to talk about?
What, I don't know, you been watching anything on TV lately?
You know what? I have.
As I said,
funny you should ask me in this wreckage.
Oh, yeah?
It's
very smoky ruins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what comic series I hate? Let's talk about this for a second. Have you ever heard of Fables?
Not even a single time. No one in my entire life has ever mentioned Fables to me.
Yeah, I hate it because there's so much reading and all that other stuff. But you know what's great? Is Once Upon a Time, that television show.
That is so much better. We should start our own podcast called Once Upon a Podcast. Except that's already taken.
We'll do it better. We'll do it better. Yeah,
it took us 3 episodes. It took us 200 to get these guys. We'll get that.
We'll get there eventually.
We're coming for you, podcast.
So, Nick, did you see the mid-season finale of Once Upon a Time?
I did. In fact, just before the violent deaths of our friends, I was watching it, and I very nearly fainted. That was pretty fantastic.
I want to tell you that this season, I was a little, you know, the Frozen characters came in, wasn't a big fan, didn't really like it, but I'm back on board now.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was a good turn at the end, which I will not spoil, because while spoiling things is my my forte on this show,
yes,
I've decided that with the show that I actually care about, such as Once Upon a Time on ABC, I'm not going to spoil that. You should definitely watch it.
Yes, I agree. And I would just like to point out, we will not spoil shows, but we are not above murdering people that we called our friends.
Oh, no. Well, they just had it coming. I mean, frankly, NBA in 3 different leagues of fantasy football in the same week.
Had it coming. That was, I think, the straw that broke the camel's back.
By no fewer, a combined total of 12 points between all 3 games. But I'm not bitter. I mean, I'm sitting on his.
Whatever's left. I Omega Beamed him, so he's gone.
This pile of ash, but I'm sitting on his ashes, so...
That's fine. It's actually quite fitting, I must say.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
And then, what did you do with David's original body? I mean, where is that?
I'm wearing a skin suit right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, is that what that is? I thought that was Versace.
Well, I've been growing this beard for a little while, but actually it's his. I believe he has a beard last I saw him. Hair continues to grow after you die, if you didn't know that.
Well, I mean, he's dead, so who cares? I mean, you're new and improved. You're like Mecha David now.
Mecha David in a skin suit. It happens from time to time. Real fast, we should talk about our favorite person in the world, Michael Socha.
Oh, yes, the knave.
The knave.
Oh, he's so great.
2 whole shows, so good for him. And he even got some lines in this season. Nothing would be complete without a little bit of the Michael Socha power hour.
Exactly, which we would continue if, you know, I mean, we should probably leave the scene of this crime. I mean, the Borgs, you know, they took care of Jen, so, I mean, that's... I think all of our bases are covered here.
Yeah, I think we got them all. Is there anything you want to take care of before we go?
I mean, usually when they sign off, they do a bunch of, you know, meaningless plugs for their non-existent podcast. So I guess I could plug Pop Chips. Have you ever had Pop Chips? Those are pretty good.
I have, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Yeah, Pop Chips. Sure, I don't know about you, but for me, a chip just isn't a chip unless it's a Pop Chip. This is Nick Wester from Pop Chips, your one-stop shop for all things chip and pop.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel very strongly about these things.
Is that where you got your money for all your technologies, from the Pop Chip plugs?
I actually own Pop Chips, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
So if you could plug it a little bit more, I would appreciate it. You could maybe talk about the cheddar flavor that's coming out soon, the salt and pepper. That one's in R&D along with Sriracha, soon to come.
Oh.
You can get them in any fries, any Safeway, anywhere you like.
anywhere.
You can fund my empire.
I'm on board. We murdered people. I'm in it.
Well, I am a corporate overlord, so murder is just natural to me.
I'm sure Pop Chips have a Twitter or something. Whatever, who cares? I mean, this we're just wasting everyone's time now. I mean, that's what we took all their listeners. We killed them. They're gone. They're never coming back.
I feel like we no one could possibly have survived that. So we've really improved this show.
Yeah, I think we should probably leave. I think we should leave. There's a lot of fire and smoke here, and whatever's left of Andy.
And I've got to go roll around in my big pile of Pop Chip money.
Yeah, and I'm going to record a Vine and loop music to it, and we'll post it on Vine, and you guys can all watch that. It'll be great.
All right, fantastic. Well, I will see you later, sir.
In 2 weeks, we'll be back with an all-new take on the greatest comic book podcast you've never heard of. We're relaunching the show as Welcome to Comics, with all new segments and all the best classic comics you can get your hands on. Join us January 9th when we release Welcome to Comics, episode 201, and talk about what we have coming up for you. Thanks for listening. It's been a wonderful 200 episodes.